Hi, am I on the air?
Yep.
Fuck.
Thanks.
Do I have everybody's attention now? Do I have everybody's attention now?
John, I got you.
John, I got you. Do I have everybody's Sunday attention night. Now?
You put them cameras on me, then you must be willing to get that heart touch. This a must-see feeling. The news ain't good, then it must be villain. So I say a tag round it. I don't trust these feelings. Spread across your nose, and I'm on your ear. Highest necks on the cloud. Am I in the air? Sunday nights, round time. I flex my bed of Voltron, transform to DX Don. Mega and off scene. You probably think I'm nice, cause I flow like the streams of your wireless device. And the smoke full of steam. On any given night, how short like a piece of any given slice. And for the latest and what is best about, I tune in and tune the rest out, Don. You gotta tell them, am I in the clear? Is this thing gone? Am I on the air? On the air.
Well, what is going down, everybody? Welcome back to a brand new edition of Am I on the Air? I'm your host, Don Mega, and I welcome you to the show. It is September 12th. It's a Monday night, September 12th, coming at you live from the Douglas, Arizona Red Dragons Radio Studios. It's Season 13, Episode 9, and tonight's show is titled Do the Sinister. Now, Do the Sinister. I got no movie review for you tonight, so I had to come up with something real unique and special for tonight's episode. So I'll address where that title comes from when we get to that point of the show. But yeah, no movie review. You know, we're done with the summer movie season. When it's summertime, there is just always something coming out every single week. There's always something to talk about, always something to address. And now that it's September, things have died down, and there's not going to be movies every single week to go see. The number one movie of the weekend is Sully, and I do want to see Sully, but it's not the type of movie that I'm going to run to the theater to see. Now, if you know, any of the good folks over at AMC Studios, you know, AMC Theaters, Harkins Theaters, Century Theaters, you know, if any of them would like to come through and give me my sponsorship locally to come in and watch movies for free, then I'd have more movie reviews and I could talk about Sully, but they don't. So I don't have that for you tonight. But what I do have for you tonight is a week's worth of entertainment news in the world of television and movies to bring you here on Am I on the Air, getting you caught up to speed in the latest and greatest of entertainment news. Now, a couple things to point out. Number one, I've been talking the last couple weeks about Red Dragons Assemble. You know, this is a side project that I do with Geeky Pat and Peeps. And we've been doing it for a little over a year now. And you would think it wouldn't be that hard to do. It's a show that we only do once a month, right? But over the last several months, it's become very, very difficult to do just from a scheduling standpoint. I am been super, super busy in my work life, hence why I'm broadcasting from the Douglas, Arizona Red Dragons Radio Studios tonight, because I'm out of town. I'm literally sitting in a hotel room right now, recording this episode. You know, it just, work has been super busy, Geeky Pat's been super, super busy, and Peeps, I don't know what he's up to, but he's around doing something too that's kept him pretty busy. So to get the three of us together, it has been a tremendous issue. So we've been working on it because we did the Season 2 premiere of Red Dragons Assemble back in July. And it was an awesome episode. We got tremendous feedback on it. We were so excited to bring you the new episode in August, and then it never happened. So we're in September now, and I refuse to let September go without a brand new Red Dragons Assemble episode to hit y'all with. Now, unless plans change, the plan is to record the new Red Dragons Assemble tonight. Yes, later tonight, we are going to be assembling and hopefully recording the second episode of the second season here tonight. So I'm looking really, really forward to it. Hopefully, my fingers are crossed that it all comes to play, you know, so we can get you finally that new Red Dragons Assemble episode. So that's one piece of my shout-outs. My second piece is I was lucky enough to be a special guest on my boy Lynx. He's got a show called Way Off Topic with Frank and Pez. I've been on Way Off Topic before, and for those of you that don't know Lynx himself, I did the Welcome to Banshee podcast for several months there, talking about the greatest show on television, Banshee. And Lynx there, my boy Frank, a.k.a. Lynx on Twitter, he was my co-host on the Welcome to Banshee show. So he, after Welcome to Banshee ended, he started this Way Off Topic show. He did it solo for a little bit, and then he added a co-host, a nice young man named Pez, who, you know, does the show with him. Well, Pez was not available this weekend to do their normal show, so Frank reached out and he asked me if I would come be a guest on the show, and I humbly obliged and jumped on there, and we did a really cool episode of Way Off Topic with Frank and Don Mega. So I was a guest on his show. We talked for, you know, almost 2 hours, really just about, you know, the history of Red Dragons Radio, my show, his shows, Banshee, you know, Stranger Things, The Night Of, a whole bunch of stuff. We talked about best movies of the year so far, things we're looking forward to. It was a really good conversation piece, went over a lot of entertainment stuff. So, you know, I recommend you go check me out if you're a fan of mine and you want to hear another podcast that's really cool. Definitely check out the latest episode of Way Off Topic with me as the special guest. The episode's called Live with the Red Dragon himself, Don Mega. So it's pretty cool, and I thank Lynx once again for having me on. You could find that episode, of course, on RedDragonsRadio.com, our official hub here, that has all of our shows on it, including Red Dragons Assemble and Am I on the Air and everything else. But yes, Way Off Topic is available on Red Dragons Radio. So head on over to RedDragonsRadio.com, scroll down, click the link for Way Off Topic, and you'll find that episode right there at the top. And hopefully later tonight, you'll be able to go to also to RedDragonsRadio.com and click on the Red Dragons Assemble episode and see a new episode up there as well. Fingers crossed on that. But let's talk about what you're here for, and that, of course, is Am I on the Air, not those other shows. We're here to talk about Am I on the Air entertainment news, so let's dive right into it and get you up to speed with the latest and the greatest, all right? Up first, Batman, the Telltale series, episode 2, is coming September 20th to the PS4 and maybe some other systems that we don't like to talk about on this show. But, you know, I have this game. It's pretty fun. I haven't even finished episode 1 yet because I just haven't had any time. But episode 2 is coming out here in a couple weeks, and I'm excited about that. You know, I bought the season pass, so I'll be able to download it for free. Let's get it, baby. Also sticking with games, Call of Duty Modern Warfare Remastered, the multiplayer reveal trailer has dropped, and it's available for you to check out right now. This trailer is awesome. Believe me, I'm a big Call of Duty fan. I have been since the original Modern Warfare came out. That's the game that got me into Call of Duty, and that was like, God, what was that game, 9 years ago, 10 years ago at this point? It was a long time ago, man. I was never into shooter games until Modern Warfare came out, and Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare, and I got it, and I loved it. And now, if you didn't know, the new Call of Duty game is coming out next month. Oh, no, in 2 months, in November, and it's called Infinite Warfare. But if you pre-order and you get the Mac Daddy Legacy Platinum Baller Edition, you get Modern Warfare Remastered included for free. And I gotta tell you, man, I am so pumped for this. This is the game that we all fell in love with, redone for the PS4. How awesome is that? I'm so excited. I'm so torn because I'm going to want to play Infinite Warfare, but at the same time, I'm like, man, I got to check out that Modern Warfare, right? That remaster is going to be crazy. So, this reveal trailer just came out, and you know, it's Sorry, I got sidetracked. My wife just texted me, and I was trying to read that and continue talking with what I was talking, but I forgot. Yeah, so, I mean, if you're a fan of Call of Duty, you're definitely going to want to get up on this game. Faux show, especially when it's like two games for one price. I mean, I love it. I can't wait to play Infinite Warfare. I think Infinite Warfare itself looks like an incredible game, let alone getting Modern Warfare Remastered. Best get on that PS4. And if you're on the PS4, hit me up. Send me a message. You know, I'd like to friend you guys. We can get down on some Call of Duty for show. Just add me. Same thing as right here, man. DxDonMega, like my Twitter handle. DxDonMega on the PS4. All right, let's keep it going. And let's check out... Like I said, summer box office is done. The summer movie season is over. Finesse. Here's some highs and here's some lows on the summer box office. Marvel Studios, of course. Captain America Civil War is the top grossing film of the summer with $1.153 billion in total ticket sales. So, pretty damn awesome. It's also the biggest movie of 2016. So, congratulations to Marvel there. Marvel Studios also bringing in just lots of money. And they still got Doctor Strange to go later this year as well. In the animated circle, Finding Dory and The Secret Life of Pets, man, killed it this year. Bringing in lots of money. Another big shocker winner of the summer was Blake Lively and her little shark, The Shallows, which was a very low-budget movie. It only cost $17 million to make, and it's brought in almost $100 million globally, so big congratulations there. Another big winner in the comedy section is Bad Moms, and also Sausage Party. Those two have killed it. Bad Moms just crossed the $100 million mark, and it was made for, $10 million. It was a super cheap film. Sausage Party was also made for like $15 million and has already crossed the $100 million mark. So, awesome. Another big winner in the horror genre is going to be The Conjuring 2, man, bringing in $319 million at the box office. Also, Lights Out has brought in $126 million. So, horror is doing great. You also have The Purge Election Year bringing in another $105 million. Don't Breathe, who has been killing it at the box office for the last several weeks. Awesome. In the loser category for the summer, it's going to be remakes and reboots. Yes, Independence Day Resurgence, bomb. It will lose a lot of money. It did gross, because of overseas numbers, it brought in $383 million, but it cost almost $170 million to make, and you have to about triple your budget to turn in, a profit. Another low light is the Ghostbusters reboot. This was a really funny movie, certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. A lot of people liked it, but the people did not go to see it in the theater. At a production budget of $144 million, it grossed $218 million, pretty much on its way out. It needed $300 million just to break even, so it only made $218 million, so it's going to lose about $75 million. Which really sucks. Another downer was Neighbors 2. Neighbors 2, which I thought was hilarious. Not quite as good as Neighbors 1, but really, really funny. It only made $107 million compared to the $270 million the original movie made. But, you know what? That still turned a profit. $107 million for a Neighbors movie, which also cost about $30 to make, so... Good deal. From the director's side, the loser is Steven Spielberg. He released the BFG, and no one went to see it. Horrible. And also, Paramount and MGM's Ben-Hur remake. Ben-Hur cost over $100 million to make, and it's only made about $24 million domestically. Another big loser of the summer is Matthew McConaughey. His movie Free State of Jones completely bombed. Another loser that is listed is Andy Samberg. I don't like that he's getting listed on this list. Yes, his movie, Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stopping, which is a Lonely Island movie, which also hits Blu-ray and DVD tomorrow, by the way, which I've already pre-ordered from Amazon. It is a hilarious movie, and I hate that it's on all these lists of bombs. It's a fake mockumentary, rated R musical mockumentary. It bombed at the U.S. box office, taking in $9.5 million. But... You know what? Yes, it only brought in $9.5 million, but it also only cost like $5 million to make. It was a very low-budget film, and I really don't think that it should be included in this list, but that's just my two cents. So there's a couple winners and losers from the summer box office. Let's keep it rolling. Narcos. Of course, the big Netflix show Narcos has been renewed for two more seasons over on the streaming channel. That is pretty cool there for all you Narcos fans. I actually have not started this show yet. But, you know, hey, it's on its second season right now, and it's getting rave reviews, and it's already got two more seasons coming. I don't know how you stretch this out to do two more seasons, because this dude should be dead by this point in the story already, so maybe this is a reimagining, but we'll see. So Narcos renewed for two more seasons. We have the first season 5 official trailer for Longmire, as you can check out. Batman Return to Arkham has been set for a release date in October. For those of you wondering what Return to Arkham is, it's basically a remastered version of the earlier Arkham games for the PS4. Netflix has ordered a series from the Mythbusters crew. They're going to do a new series on Netflix, so pretty cool there. We have the first teaser trailer for season 7 of Shameless. Shameless! I never got into that show, but I hear great things. Shanghai Noon sequel lands the Napoleon Dynamite director Jared Haas. Jared Hess has signed on as director of the Shanghai Noon sequel. And it's funny because all these articles keep listing this as a Shanghai Noon sequel. Let's not forget, there already was a sequel, and it was called Shanghai Nights. Shanghai Nights sucked ass. Now, I did really like Shanghai Noon. It was a funny-ass movie, but Shanghai Nights was horrible. I believe this new third one is going to be called Shanghai Dawn, or Shanghai Dusk, something like that. We'll see, but yes, Owen Wilson and Jackie Chan coming back for this one. I'll see another one, man. Hey, they got one good, one bad. Let's see what they do with the third one here. Zayn Malik from One Direction, him and Dick Wolf are developing a NBC boy band drama called Boys. In some sad news, Hiddle Swift is over. Yes, Hiddle Swift, Taylor Swift, and Tom Hiddleston have officially broken up. Womp, womp, womp. Never understood this couple at all. Didn't make any sense to me from the very beginning. So good to see that it's done. Thank you, Loki, for moving on. We'll have to wait and see what the first song is about this relationship. Probably come next year. Rebecca Ferguson has joined Hugh Jackman in The Greatest Showman on Earth. I like Rebecca Ferguson a lot. She's not only sexy hot, but she was awesome in Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol. Not Ghost Protocol. Rogue Nation. sorry, wrong Mission Impossible. But she's awesome, and I'm glad to see her join this. Let's see here. Lost Doctor Who episode gets an animated regeneration. Yes, they've turned one of the Lost episodes into a cartoon for people to see. Simon Kinberg is going to produce, and Greg Berlanti is who's the big guy behind Flash, Arrow, Legend of Tomorrow, Supergirl. He's an awesome producer. He is going to direct a movie based on the graphic novel Simon versus the Homo Sapiens. Simon versus the Homo Sapiens Agenda. Sorry, I forgot the agenda part. I never heard of this before. Maybe Friggins knows a little bit about this one. But yeah, they're making a movie out of this. So there you go. We have the official Red Band trailer for Goat, starring James Franco. We have Everything Wrong with Citizen Kane, the honest trailer for The Blair Witch Project, the 1999 one. Shia LaBeouf, in a little bit of trivia for you, was actually supposed to be in Suicide Squad. Director David Ayer said that he had brought him on to play the role that eventually went to Scott Eastwood in the Suicide Squad movie. But Warner Brothers actually said, oh, hell no. We don't want Shia LaBeouf in this movie. Get him the F out of here. And they booted him, and they got Scott Eastwood, and, the, you know, the history has been made. But yes, at one point, Shia LaBeouf was supposed to play that role. Very interesting. As we talk about, you know, big movies from the summer, one little nugget that came out and kind of faded away what seemed like quickly, but has been trucking along overseas, has made a really big dent in the box office. Me Before You, it was a little romantic comedy that came out. Me Before You has now officially crossed the $200 million mark worldwide. This was a little low-budget romantic comedy that came out. A lot of people really liked it. Didn't blow up the box office, but it came out months ago, and it's still showing, and it's made its money, man. It made more than its money, so congratulations. Me Before You crossing $200 million. J.K. Simmons is officially wrapped on the Justice League. He's done filming his part. He praises Zack Snyder's fun set, says he had a blast doing it, so that's really cool to see. Bachelor in Paradise has been renewed for a fourth season. We have the first official trailer for Underworld Blood Wars. This, of course, is the fifth Underworld movie? Yes, fifth Underworld movie. Kate Beckinsale returning. Really cool trailer. I liked it. I am a fan of the Underworld series. I like this series very, very much. I've liked every movie. And I'm looking really forward to this one. This movie was actually supposed to come out next month, but they ended up shifting it back to January for whatever reason. And, you know, whatever reason. But, you know, hey, if I can see Kate Beckinsale in her Celine leather gloriousness, let's do it. Great trailer. Check it out. I can't wait to see this movie when it comes out in January. And now we got another trailer that also dropped called Collateral Beauty. And this is a new movie with Will Smith. Comes out in Christmas time. And I gotta tell you, man, I did not think I'd be interested in this movie. This is a very heartstrings trailer that tugs on you. I watched this trailer about three times already, and, you know, hey, I hate to admit this on a podcast, but every time I've watched this trailer, it has made me tear up. Like, honestly, I get choked up just even talking to you right now and thinking about this trailer. Basically, the gist of it is, you know, Will Smith, he has a little daughter, and somehow, some way, she ends up getting killed. And that's why it hurts me so much, because I do have a little daughter myself that's only 2 years old. She'll be three in a couple months. And so ever since she was born, anything that relates to kids getting hurt, getting sick, something happening to them, it really, really hurts me. Because I couldn't imagine losing my daughter, or just, God, it's killing me right now just even talking about this. Ooh, whoo! but, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, it touches me really big. So he loses his daughter in this movie, and he basically gives up on life. And a way of him to kind of try to cope with it is he writes letters to death. What's the other one? Hope? And time. Death, time, and love, right? Because he says in the trailer, we all want more time, we all fear death, and, you know, we all want to love. And basically, so that's why he writes to them. And this movie also has Michael Pena in it, Kate Winslet, and then it looks like the, almost like in a, you know, It's a Wonderful Life kind of way, these three things come to him in human form. Helen Mirren shows up. She says she's death, and she wants to talk to him. This other kid shows up. He says he's time. And Keira Knightley shows up, and she says that she's love. And he's trying, you know, they're all trying to tell him, don't give up on your life. We know what you went through is hard, and it might feel like it's difficult sometimes to move on, but you need to move on because it's for the better of the universe. And, you know, and it's just, it's a powerful trailer. Edward Norton is in this movie as well. Very star-studded. Definitely looks like Oscar bait to me. Will Smith definitely looks to me, if he's as good as he is in this trailer, in the rest of the movie, this dude is winning an Oscar for sure off this film. The movie's called Collateral Beauty. It is an amazing, beautiful trailer, and if you have kids, you're going to feel it. You're going to feel the emotion in this trailer. I can't even tell you if ever in my life has there been a trailer that has captured me like this one has in such a weird way. You know, trailers to me grab me because of action, because of, you know, it's Marvel, it's, you know, things blowing up, Transformers, right? Not usually these slow, kind of sappy movies, but this one has grabbed my attention, and I'm really, really interested to see this. Collateral Beauty, please check out this trailer. All right, let's move it along. Remember the old movie Heathers from the 80s? Yep, that's gotten the green lights, coming to TV Land as a TV show, because why not? Let's keep on moving those TV shows, you know, coming out of movies. So, crazy, crazy. Christoph Waltz says that his Blofeld in the last James Bond movie was just okay, and he doesn't know if he'll be back. Hey, at least he's honest, because it was just okay, and that last James Bond movie was just, Spectre. Drake's song One Dance is officially the song of the summer. Congratulations to him. Booster Gold. Yes, there's a Booster Gold movie coming out. They're working on it right now, at least in the script phase. They haven't started filming yet or casting yet. But there is a Booster Gold movie coming. But the big thing is here, they're saying that this is not going to be a part of the DC Cinematic Universe. This will be a separated movie that will not have connective tissue to Ben Affleck's Batman or Henry Cavill's Superman, Wonder Woman, all of them that they're building in the Justice League. This will have its own separate thing. So, you know, separate Booster Gold. We have the brand new trailer for NBA 2K17 My Career Mode, which looks awesome. I wish they'd really put that much effort into the WWE one for show. FX, the FX channel, has canceled Tyrant after 3 seasons, so see ya later. Mindy Kaling and Reese Witherspoon are in negotiations to join Oprah Winfrey in A Wrinkle in Time. The USA Network has ordered a new show called The Sinner, and that's starring Jessica Biel, so good to see Jessica Biel return to television. Sana Lathan and Shiva Nagar have boarded American Assassin, so they're joining the cast of that, which is pretty cool. Julianne Moore, Ken Watanabe, and Damian Bashir have joined the new film Bel Canto. James Franco is set to play the notorious pickup artist in The Game. Nashville is casting for a major new role as Nashville goes back to its CMT roots, musical roots, as it gets ready to debut its new season over on the CMT channel. James Cameron says the Avatar sequels will be a family saga, which I would expect, right? I'm going to take a second here to just shout out, you know, every time I watch a new TV show, or I catch a movie, or something that catches my eyes, I like to tell you guys about it here. Like, hey, this is something you might want to check out. Let's call it Don Mega's Pick of the Week, right? And, you know, Stranger Things was one of those. And, you know, we get good things every now and again. Banshee, you know, stuff like that. But I'll tell you, there was a little mini-series on HBO called The Night Of. And it's over now. It was only an 8-episode miniseries. It's all done now, but I just binge-watched through it, and it is incredible. All I can say is watch this thing. It basically is about a guy who goes out for a night, bumps into a girl, they end up hooking up, doing a little bit of drugs, doing a little bit of drinking, he passes out, and when he wakes up, she's dead. And he ends up getting arrested for her murder, and you are along for the ride of if he did it, did he not do it, what is going on while he's in prison awaiting trial, what happens during the trial. It is an excellent miniseries. It was a massively big hit for HBO. You can binge watch the shit out of it right now, because like I said, it's over, it's only 8 episodes. Don Mega's Pick of the Week is The Night Of over on HBO. when I was on Way Off Topic a couple days ago, I shouted this show out also. I told Frank that him and Pez on their next, you know, they like to do show reviews, and they're working on Stranger Things right now, and I told them, when you're done, you need to do The Night Of, because it's a show definitely worth discussing. It's got a lot to discuss, so definitely check that one out. All right, let's see. What else do we got here in the world of entertainment? We have the brand new second trailer for Ouija, Origin of Evil. This trailer, nothing much special about it. It's very much exactly like the original trailer with a couple new scenes thrown in. They didn't do too much for that. In the big casting news of the week, this is probably the biggest piece of casting news that came out in the last week that I really, really wanted to talk about. So, you know, on last week's show, we talked about how Ben Affleck came out and he showed a little video of Deathstroke, right? He showed a little video of Deathstroke and everybody was speculating, okay, Deathstroke's going to be just a little cameo role in the Justice League movie, and then a lot of rumors were saying he's going to be the big bad guy in the solo Batman movie, right? But we all didn't know who's going to play Deathstroke. Who's it going to be? There was been a lot of rumors, a lot of things swirling around. Well, it's official now. We got our answer, and Joe Manganiello is Deathstroke. Yes, my boy Joe, this dude is awesome. He is going to kick so much ass as Deathstroke. This dude is bigger than Ben Affleck. He's more ripped than Ben Affleck. So think about a toe-to-toe fight scene between these two massive men. It's going to be awesome. No word yet on if he is going to pop up in Justice League. I still think he is because I think that video that Ben Affleck leaked was a scene shot for Justice League. I don't think it'll be a big scene. I think it will be just a little cameo to show that he's out there in this universe. And then we will revisit him in the solo Batman movie where he will take on the Batman. But yeah, Joe is awesome. He was actually my original pick for Shazam. Once they casted The Rock as Black Adam, I said Joe Manganiello should be Shazam. Because you need somebody that could stand toe-to-toe with The Rock, and he would have been someone good for it. So, even though I was off on that, it's good to see Joe still join the DC Cinematic Universe and come out here as Deathstroke. This is awesome, awesome casting. Congratulations to the DC EU on this one. And I want to shout a quick shout out, happy 50th anniversary to Star Trek. That happened about 4 days ago. That's crazy, man. 50th anniversary, Star Trek still trucking along. Got movies out in the theaters, doing really, really well. They got a new TV series, Star Trek Discovery, starting out on ABC, or no, CBS, here in a couple months. So, really big things popping for Star Trek right now, so very, very cool. Congratulations to Star Trek. Lego, the Harry Potter collection, has been announced for PlayStation 4. Paul Thomas Anderson is reteaming with Daniel Day-Lewis for his new next film that he's working on. Rob Lowe has joined Code Black, and you can see the Season 2 trailer. And by the way, if you didn't see the roast of Rob Lowe on Comedy Central, this shit was hilarious. Go check it out if you can. We have the brand new poster for Jack Reacher, Never Go Back. We have a new look at Luke Cage that you can check out on the page. We got another superhero coming to television, Mr. Greg Berlanti. Once again, this name always pops up. He is the godfather of superhero shows. Once again, this is the man behind Flash, Arrow, you know, Legend of Tomorrow, Supergirl. He's putting together a project based on the superhero Black Lightning. I'm not too familiar with this hero. Supposedly he's like a D-level kind of hero, but they want to do Black Lightning really bad. He's put the project together. He shipped it out to networks. And Fox has already picked it up. Fox will be doing the... they've given a pilot order to Black Lightning. Not sure yet when we'll see it. But it is moving forward over on the Fox network. So congratulations. Another superhero show on its way. We got another brand new poster for Doctor Strange. That's cool. The Last Ship, which is a show over on TNT. It's been renewed for a fifth season over at TNT. Alfonso Cuarón teams with Participant Pictures and returns to Mexico for a new 1970s family drama. We have the new trailer for Mr. Church, which is the new Eddie Murphy movie coming out next month. A new trailer for Gold, starring Matthew McConaughey. The trailer for Middle School, The Worst Years of My Life, the second trailer for that. We have the brand new trailer for Live by Night, which is the new Ben Affleck-directed movie, comes out in January. It's a gangsta movie. We have the first teaser trailer for Black Sails Season 4 that you can check out. They're doing some testing for the new Avengers Infinity War movie, and the Russo brothers put out a really cool behind-the-scenes picture of Josh Brolin on set in his in his little motion capture suit. So it's cool to see that they're starting those Infinity War rehearsals. Very, very cool. HBO, they got that new show Westworld coming out in October, which I'm really excited about. It better be good, because HBO says they've already planned out the next 5 seasons. Five seasons of Westworld have been planned out, so yeah. Hey, and another Don Mega pick of the week, it just came to my head. If you got HBO, once again, I'm going to send you back to HBO. Not only should you check out The Night Of, not only should you be watching Ballers with my man Dwayne The Rock Johnson, because Ballers is his TV rock roll, but you should also be checking out Vice Principals. Vice Principals is a little half-hour comedy starring Danny McBride. It's a really cool show. I like it a lot. Check out Vice Principals, all right? I don't know why that just popped in my head, but it did. Check it out. Nicolas Cage and Faye Dunaway are going to star in a new family thriller called Inconceivable. Shailene Woodley came out and said she's not necessarily interested in a Divergent TV project. We've talked about this for the last couple months. Supposedly Lionsgate says they don't really want to spend the money to do the fourth and final Divergent movie. So they thought, maybe we'll make a TV movie and then do a TV series. But no one that's involved in these movies wants to do television. They've all pretty much come out and said, nah, I didn't sign up to do, TV. I signed up to do a movie, so we'll see what happens. Shailene said that, she thinks the studio, needs to do this for the fans and make the final movie. And I think she's right. You promise 4 movies, make the 4th damn movie. That's their part. This is their problem for being greedy. Instead of just putting out the 3rd and final movie, they tried to play a Hunger Games here and say, we'll split the final movie into 2. Well, you know what? Now no one wants to watch it. So they should, movie studios, stop getting ahead of yourselves. Stop trying to go above and beyond and try to squeeze out one more thing when you don't need it. It is stupid, okay? So stop it, because you're just going to cause problems here. We didn't need 4 Divergent movies, okay? So, yeah, no one wants to do it. Moving on, we have the new trailer for Free Fire, starring Brie Larson. A documentary series about tennis player Novak Djokovic is coming to Amazon. Finding Dory is going to be hitting Blu-ray in November. Director Lexi Alexander is set to direct the Chris Benoit biopic film Crossface. Ooh, this is going to be a tough one, man. I'm a big wrestling fan. I know very much about Chris Benoit. I know about what happened. I know the full story. This is going to be an interesting movie to be told. Lexi Alexander, great director. She did the awesome Punisher Warzone movie, but she's directed a lot of TV, and she actually said she's done with movies. She only wants to direct TV, but then this script came across her table, and she was so excited about it. She said, I'm stepping back into the movie world, and I will direct this myself. So it's good to see movements coming. This will be a very interesting... I'm very interested to see how she will tell this story in a movie form. But yeah, we're moving forward with the Chris Benoit biopic film, so we'll see what happens here. You can see Justin Timberlake's new trailer for his Netflix concert movie that's coming out. Alien Nation, remember that show from the 80s and the 90s? It's getting remade, of course. Jeff Nichols is set to write and direct the Alien Nation remake. Robert Redford and Jane Fonda are reuniting for a new Netflix drama called Our Souls at Night. Hulu has officially ordered the Josh Hutcherson and Seth Rogen series Future Man. Josh Hutcherson stars in the show. Seth Rogen is a writer and producer on it. This was their pilot to Hulu, and Hulu's picked it up, so I'm looking forward to that. I love Hulu, and I love original content from them, especially if Seth Rogen's behind it, so very cool. You got a couple new Legion promos for the new X-Men-related TV series coming to FX. Dax Shepard is set to co-direct a new animated Scooby-Doo movie That is interesting. Straight Outta Compton star Jason Mitchell has joined Kathryn Bigelow's Detroit Riots drama. Billy Crudup. Yes, you know Billy Crudup. He is set to play Ezra Miller's father in the Flash movie. Yes, Dr. Allen is coming to the big screen. Billy Crudup, no stranger to superhero movies, as he played Dr. Manhattan in Watchmen. So pretty cool there. I could see him being Ezra Miller's dad. Very cool. You know, thank you, Mr. Allen. The CW boss says that the door is still open for a spinoff to Supernatural, so we'll see there. Saturday Night Live writer Mikey Day has been officially added to the Season 42 cast. Congratulations there to Mikey Day. We have a brand new fall TV premiere guide, everything to know about the new broadcast shows. Yes, it is that time. Here in the next couple weeks, you're going to be seeing all your favorite shows come back. And on top of that, a lot of new shows hitting the screen. So my work is a cutout for me, because I'm going to be digging into all these new shows to tell you what's hot and what's not. So here's a little article to help kind of guide the way to let you know what's coming out here soon. Hell's Kitchen has just been renewed for another 2 seasons over at Fox. Congratulations to my man, Chef Gordon Ramsay. Yes, Chef. I love Hell's Kitchen. Anything Gordon Ramsay's involved in, Hotel Hell, Master Chef, Hell's Kitchen, Kitchen Nightmares, sign me up, man. Love Gordon Ramsay. Let's see here. Tom Hanks is set to potentially write and potentially direct and potentially headline a new film called Greyhound. So we'll see what happens there for Mr. Tom Hanks. Vince Gilligan is developing an HBO limited series about cult leader Jim Jones. Chris Pratt says that Guardians of the Galaxy 2 will be the biggest spectacle movie ever. That's really big words there, man. They're talking about bigger than Star Wars. Ooh, I can't wait to see Guardians of the Galaxy 2, though. It's going to be awesome. Mistresses has been canceled over at ABC, even though I didn't know the show was even on. FX has also canceled Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll, so that show is out. Supergirl Season 1 is now available on Netflix. So, you know, I've had a lot of people tell me, man, I didn't get a chance to see Supergirl, you know, so now's your chance. The whole season's available on Netflix. Go ahead and binge it, catch up before Season 2 starts at the beginning of October. We have the brand new trailer for The Promise starring Christian Bale. Let's see here. We got an article up with Mr. Greg Berlanti once again talking about the Flash Supergirl musical show they're going to do this season and the four-show crossover. He says it's going to be a big mini-series. It's going to take like 4 weeks to do and all kinds of stuff. So it's going to be pretty incredible here. So check out definitely the details on that and see what you think. Congratulations to Suicide Squad, which is passing the $700 million mark today worldwide. That is awesome. Big congratulations to Suicide Squad there. We have the new Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 4 trailer, which spotlights Ghost Rider's debut. Very cool there. In some sad news, Alexis Arquette, transgender actress and sister to David and Patricia Arquette, has passed away yesterday at the age of 47, I believe. Sorry, I'm kind of speculating that off the top of my head. I believe she was 47. You know, I don't have much to say about this one. I just remember, you know, my fondest memory of Alexis here was, of course, The Wedding Singer with Adam Sandler. Do you really want to hurt me? You know, every time she needed to take up time at the weddings, give me time. Just great, great movie. One of the best comedies of all time. And Alexis Arquette with a standout role in that movie. Believe she died with complications with AIDS. So very unfortunate there. Taron Egerton teases an incredible Kingsman sequel. So I'm looking forward to that, man. Kingsman was a great movie. I can't wait to see the sequel for it. The new director of the Jurassic World sequel, J.A. Bayona, says that it is going to be the second part of a new trilogy. He says Jurassic World started a new trilogy, and they are going to see it through. So, we know we at least got one more movie after this one. Let's see here. Lupita Nyong'o says that she's yet to film anything for Star Wars Episode 8, which is very interesting. Of course, she was... I'm forgetting the name of the character. But she was the little creature with the big eyes. Maz Kanta or Quintana or something. They're done filming the movie, so... You know, maybe because it's all motion capture, they'll get it in later. But she says she hasn't done anything yet, which makes me a little sad. So tonight's show is titled Do the Sinister, which if you're a music fan, there's a little group called Infectious Grooves that came out like back in the 90s, I know. But they were a fun little band. They were a little spin-off project of the group Suicidal Tendencies. And they had a song called Do the Sinister. Do the Sinister. And I don't know why it popped in my head, but, you know, usually my show title correlates with the movie review of the week. And since I didn't see a movie, one of the big news that dropped, actually, earlier today was that Mr. Sinister has been confirmed to be the new villain in the Wolverine movie, the Wolverine 3 that comes out next year. Mr. Sinister is one of these villains that people have been wanting to see for a very, very long time on the big screen, especially in an X-Men movie. And we kind of got a tease of it in the after-credits scene of X-Men Apocalypse, which is available now on digital release and on Blu-ray here in a couple weeks. But we got a little tease of the Essex Corporation and Mr. Sinister at the end of the movie, and now it's confirmed. We don't know who's playing him, but we know that Mr. Sinister is confirmed to appear in Wolverine 3. So this makes me very happy. He's an awesome villain, and I can't wait to see this on the big screen. So Do the Sinister. We had the first official footage today released of 50 Shades Darker, of course the sequel to 50 Shades of Grey. This is a teaser, basically. It looks like the full trailer will be released later this week, if you're interested. Belle Biv DeVoe, BBD, they are back, and their first single in 15 years was released today. It's called Run, so congratulations to BBD, you know, that are back, man. Boys to Men. ABC, BBD. We had our first official look today at Ghost Rider. Yes, finally Marvel put out a picture of Gabriel Luna in his full Ghost Rider outfit with the head on fire. We've seen a picture of him in the motorcycle suit. Well, not motorcycle suit, because he drives a car in this one, because he plays Ronnie Reyes, which is a different Ghost Rider than what we're used to. He's not the Johnny Blaze that Nicolas Cage played in the movies with the motorcycle. This is the new version of Ghost Rider. He drives a car. And yes, him and his car are going to be in the new season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And we finally got the picture of him with the skull on fire. And I thought it looked pretty good, man. For being a TV show, it looks pretty damn cool. And I'm excited that we're going to get Ghost Rider. And it seems like he's going to be right out the gate in the first episode of the season. So very, very happy about that. Gabriel Luna, hopefully you kill it, man, as Ghost Rider. And shout out to Gabriel Luna, who also liked and favorited my tweet today of him in the Ghost Rider outfit and the new season trailer. Yes, he personally liked my tweet, because that's how we roll here in Am I on the Air, man. Blowing up, big things popping. Imogen Poots has joined Zoe Saldana in a new movie called I Kill Giants. Moana, the new Disney animated movie, it debuts a new poster, and there's a new trailer coming. We also have the new poster for Underworld Blood Wars that you can check out. Julia Roberts is set to star in a new movie called Fool Me Once. There's a brand new massive PS4 update that's launching here soon, and we actually have the official trailer for it up on our Twitter page, so go to it and you can learn all the really cool special features that are coming to the new PS4 update. Benicio Del Toro is in talks for the new Predator movie, so that's going to be a really cool addition if it goes through. Sausage Party director Conrad Vernon is set to direct the Toxic Avenger remake. Yes! A movie I never thought would be remade. We're getting a new Toxic Avenger. Hells yeah. We have some new Season 2 photos of Supergirl, where this way you can look at Clark Kent, boy. Yeah, Clark Kent has come to Supergirl, and it's pretty cool to see Tyler Hoechlin in here, just as Clark Kent. We've seen the pictures of him as Superman, but it's pretty cool there. Marvel's Punisher Netflix series has added Ben Barnes as a series regular for the show. Let's see here. Scream Queens has added Kirstie Alley for a major season 2 role, so that's a pretty cool addition there. And that, my friends, actually catches us up on the news. That is the end of our news journey today. Let's talk about releases and box office, all right? Out on DVD and Blu-ray tomorrow. Yes, Captain America Civil War. We just talked about it earlier. It's the biggest movie of the year, and now you can own it on Blu-ray, which I've already pre-ordered my Steelbook from Best Buy. It's on the mail. I'll be getting it tomorrow. Captain America Civil War, Conjuring 2, and Popstar Never Stop Never Stopping. All three of these movies deserve to be purchased. I'm telling you right now, it's very rare that you get a big release date like this. I've bought all three of these movies. They're incredible films. We got some big releases coming out over the next couple months hitting Blu-ray. Definitely go out and support the medium, support the arts. These movies deserve to be watched. Check out Captain America Civil War, Conjuring 2, and Popstar Never Stop Never Stopping. Awesome movies right here. In theaters this Friday is going to be Blair Witch, Snowden, and Bridget Jones's Baby. So, three big movies coming out on Friday. I will be checking out Blair Witch. So our next episode, I should be reviewing Blair Witch for you. Here's your box office. Coming in number 10, it's Sausage Party with $2.3 million. Number 9 is Hell or High Water with $2.6 million. Number 8 is Bad Moms with $2.8 million. Number 7 is Pete's Dragon with $2.9 million. Number 6 is Kubo and the Two Strings with $3.2 million. Number 5 is a debut, it's The Wildlife with $3.4 million. Coming in number 4, it's Suicide Squad, still killing it with another $5.7 million. Coming in number 3, it's Don't Breathe with $8.2 million. Number 2 is another debut, it's When the Bow Breaks, bringing in $15 million in its debut. And number 1, I told you about this at the beginning of the show, number 1, congratulations to my man, Tom Hanks, director Clint Eastwood, it's the movie Sully. Based on a true story, Sully brought in an awesome $35.5 million, breaking some September records, man. One of the biggest debuts ever for Tom Hanks. One of the biggest for, I think, Warner Brothers for the month of September. So, several records broken because of Sully. Congratulations at $35 million. So, that'll do it for me here tonight. I know we normally put out a show on a Sunday, but I had a lot going on last night. I told you I was getting ready to travel. I'm out of town right now. I knew I'd be able to do the show here at the hotel, so I waited till Monday night. So I only left you hanging for one day. But, it's up. Tell all your friends and family, come listen to Am I on the Air, your one-stop shop for all the latest and greatest in entertainment news. So let's do a little shout-outs and get this baby wrapped up. Of course, our official webpage is amiontheair.com. Follow us on Twitter at Am I on the Air. Follow me on Twitter at DXDonMega. Like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/AmIOnTheAir. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. Definitely subscribe, download, rate, subscribe, iTunes. If you do subscribe to us or you listen to us on iTunes, please take a second to just leave a little review for us. It definitely helps us out, get the word spread, how cool Am I on the Air is. If iTunes and iOS is not your thing, I got your hookup, man. Subscribe to us on Google Play Music. Google Play Music is awesome. Subscribe to us. You're going to get the feed hitting you within minutes of the show being posted. You're going to get that notification from Google saying, hey, new Am I on the Air is here. So check us out on Google. We're available on Stitcher. That's where a lot of people listen to us on Stitcher. So Stitcher's still great. If you listen to us on Stitcher, please give us a thumbs up. That really helps us out as well, too. We're available on TuneIn. We're available on Spreaker. We're also, the show's also posted on YouTube. So you can go to youtube.com/AmIOnTheAir. Listen to it there if that makes it easier for you. We're all over the place, man. Subscribe to us on Instagram. Follow us on Instagram. Get some really cool pictures, posters, everything there. We're all over. So any social media you're on, search Am I on the Air. Find us. Come along for the ride. Google+, everywhere, man. AmIOnTheAir.com. And, of course, our greatest affiliates at RedDragonsRadio.com. That's your hookup, man. Go listen, share the love of all the great podcasts over there, and hopefully go listen to the brand new Red Dragons Assemble. I hope I don't look silly here, and it's up and available for your listening pleasure later tonight. All right? So that'll do it for me on this glorious Monday night, September the 12th. I hope y'all have a great week, and until next time, y'all, peace!
Bye, Daddy.
Red Dragons!
Where's Tonkin?